cooking service. This is Lisa. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm sorry. What would you say your name was?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. My name is Sakshi Valenti, and I'm calling about two charges that were charged to my credit card while I was out of the country on April 19th by Totally New Diet Life and Beyond Control Sirius CO.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
I'm sorry?
Can I have your zip code, please?
63146.
And your first and last name?
My first name is spelled as S as in Sam, A K S H I. Last name is spelled V as in Victor, A L E N T I.
Okay. And can you verify that shipping address?
12335 Rossridge Court. St. Louis,
right.
Missouri, 63146.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second while I review your account. I do see your account is here. Could you tell me more about why you was calling?
I'm calling because I want my money back. I never signed up for these. It was a one-time purchase, and now I have two charges of $91.89 and $92.90. Both in the same day for some diet pills.
Yes, ma'am. And the diet pills, they do work.
I don't care if they work. I was just doing a one-time purchase. I was not aware that you would be charging my card for $100.
Yes, ma'am.
I do not have that kind of money.
It was in terms and conditions.
Well, I apparently missed that, so I would like my money back. I don't even have my mail coming in. I just got back in the country Sunday night.
Yes, ma'am. I can't tamper with those charges. I can't tamper with those charges, ma'am, because it was a 14-day trial.
What about the 14-day trial?
It was a 14-day trial that you signed up for, but...
And I received those pills, which was like $15 that I paid for it. I never signed up for a $100 charge.
Yes, ma'am, because it was in the terms of condition. You probably didn't see it. So
well, I'm telling you right now, I would like my money back. I do not want these diet pills. I don't care if they work. I don't want it. I don't have any money. You're charging my credit card without my permission.
Yes, ma'am. As of you, it's like you agreed. So it's not like we just taking your money.
Okay, well, I am disagreeing. And I'm telling you, I just got back from a very expensive international trip. And I don't have the money to afford this nonsense. I would like my money back. Now.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, but I can't tamper with those charges.
Well, let me speak to somebody who can. Let me speak to your supervisor.
We all work together. It's the same. It's our policy. She's going to tell you the same.
Okay, Lisa, I'm going to repeat myself one more time. I did not sign up for this BS. I did not sign up for some stupid diet pills for $92 and $91 each. Those are two separate charges. Are you freaking kidding me?
I understand it, but it's in terms
no,
of...
No, you don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. I just spent thousands of dollars on an international trip, and I just got back in the country only to look at my credit card statement to find these charges that I never signed up for. I don't even have your freaking diet pills, okay? Because I didn't even have a mail coming in for over 3 weeks while I was out of the country.
Yes, ma'am, they did ship to your home, so.
And I don't care. You can have them back for all I care. I want my money back. I never signed up for this charge. I signed up for the $15 charge, which I received the two tiny bottles, and that was it. I did not sign up for a continuous charge.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I hear you, and I understand.
If you understand, then you make it happen. Take me off this stupid list, whatever it is. I am not interested, and I want my money back. This is my hard-earned money. You can't just freaking charge my card without my permission.
Yes, ma'am. I can't tamper with the charges, but I can cancel your order so you won't be charged in the future.
And I want my money back. This is $200, goddammit. You think money just grows on trees?
Well, ma'am, I didn't say that, and I don't think that, and I know that.
Well, then you would refund me my damn money back because I did not sign up for this bullshit. You hear me? I'm already at a great loss from my recent trip, which was a bust, okay? And I have lost all my PTO. I have no money coming in. I have a reduced paycheck, and I do not have money to pay this $92.90 and $91.89, both charged by you guys.
Mm-hmm. So I can just cancel your account and you won't be charged anymore. That's all I could really do.
That's not good enough. You don't understand. I want my money. I want my money back because I never signed up for a $100 charge. Do you not understand? You guys are falsely advertising something that is for $15 and now you're charging my card for $92. How is that right?
Due to you not reading, that's why you was charged it.
Oh, that is so funny. That is so funny of you to say that. How would you feel if that happened to you?
I read before I order.
How would you feel? Oh, you know what? You can give that lesson to somebody else. I don't give a shit. I want my money back, and I want it now.
Give me 1 second.
Sure. Unbelievable.
Okay, so I did talk to my supervisor, and she allowed me to offer you a 35% refund.
I don't want a 35% refund. I want all my money. Do you understand me? Let me speak to your goddamn supervisor and make me
understand. Can you calm down, ma'am?
I am not going to calm down. Would you calm down if you were charged $200 while you were not even in the country, and you come back to find this shit? I did not sign up for a $100 charge.
If someone's trying to help me, I would calm down, but okay.
Don't tell me to calm down, okay? You do not understand what I'm going through right now, and I don't expect you to. All I want you to do is refund me my goddamn money for something that I did not want. You just go ahead and charge my card.
Okay, well, I can add my friendly courtesy and do a 75% refund.
No, I want my 100% money back. Do you hear me? I don't want your 75%. I don't want your 35%. I want all of my money back. I don't even have your stupid fucking pills. Do you hear me? I don't even have mail coming at my house. I just restarted my mail today. I just got back in the country Sunday.
Mm-mm. So it's going to that same card?
Yes, it okay. should be the same card ending in 1596.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to refund you that $92.90 and also that $91.89.
And you canceled whatever the subscription was.
Yes, ma'am.
And how soon will it reflect on my credit card?
It should be there in 3 days. If not, it should be there before, depending on your bank.
Okay. And you have done both of them?
Yes, ma'am. That was both of them.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa. I really appreciate your help.
You're welcome. I apologize because it's just the policy that we have to go by.
No, I understand you have policies, but do you understand from my point of view, I have just lost thousands of dollars and my bank account is drained from my international trip. I wasn't even home when you guys charged my card. If I had known earlier, I would have called sooner. I just got back in the country. I am already at a great, great loss. My paycheck was 30% of what I make because I don't have PTO. Do you understand what that's like, the feeling? I can't even pay my bills. And to see two almost $100 charges on your credit card, that's insane.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So I thank you for getting me my money back. And when and if I do get the pills, I can mail them back if needed. You just send me an address or email me. I'm sure you have that information. But I do not want any pills.
If you do receive the pills, you can just keep them. You can't return them. So you can just keep them throwing away. It doesn't even matter.
I don't have a problem returning them, just so you know. I have not even received them. So I don't want them, and I can refund them or return them for whatever address I need to.
Yes, ma'am. That'd be all. I refund you both of those. So you should see on your account soon.
Okay. And if I don't, then do I have to call back again?
Yes, ma'am. You can call back, and I'm going to give you a cancellation number so they can know that you did talk to someone.
Okay, hold on. Let me just write that down, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have your name. Lisa, do you have a last name?
We're not allowed to give out our last name, but you can get in my first name, Lisa.
Okay.
All right, and that cancellation is going to be C. 190-50.
Okay, it's C190-50.
Mhm.
Okay. All right, Lisa. I appreciate your help. I'm sorry I'm so heated up.
It's just
had a very rough day. It's been really rough last few days.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Well, you have a good evening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling Customer Service. You have a great day, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.